Listener.
G'day, it's Neil Gill and welcome to the Listener app. And thanks for joining me for an update of all that is happening in and around the Central West. News, sport, weather and everything that impacts us living here in this beautiful part of this beautiful country. On today's episode, we're going to catch up with the Orange Theatre Company, who have been for some years now trying to get their latest production of Mamma Mia to the stage. And it's finally here and it opens this week. We'll catch up with the president of the Orange Theatre Company and the director of this next upcoming show. Blake Thomas will join us. But firstly, let's find out how COVID is impacting many people. And my next guest, who's currently in isolation, is the one and only Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. G'day, mate.
Good morning, my friend. anthonybonici.com in isolation.
Oh, good thing it's all online these days. So you've got the dreaded COVID.
Got the bug. It's, you know, no matter how bulletproof I think I am and how positive and how, you know, I have the positive spin on life and where we're going to go this, that way, whatever way we go in life, I've got that view of, you know, we'll get through it. There it is. Monday actually of last week, I started feeling a bit crook and I'm still believing, oh, it's just a cold, you know, just a sniffle. And obviously got the PCR test and it took a couple of days to come back saying positive. Yeah, like a lot of people probably listening to this right now, one of millions, I guess, around Australia now. And it's just there, it's everywhere. And then my wife cops it, my kids cop it. And the one thing was interesting, though, Gilly, is that sense of shame.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that. So, you know, it's so widespread now, but you're telling me that there's a sense of shame associated with contracting COVID. Let's explore that a bit more.
But that's just for me, you know, and maybe it is just me. But I think it's a product of the thing that we've made it, which is this huge thing. It's all we've been hearing for 2 years, right? And the fear factor, et cetera. So when I actually got the positive confirmation, I was like, I'm ashamed that I've got it. I felt a little bit like an outcast, a little bit like guilty because, you know, I'm in the same house as all my family. And, you know, for the last couple of days, and, you know, you're more contagious when you're pre-symptomatic, right?
Yep.
So before you get symptoms. And I'm thinking, oh, over the course of the weekend, I played cricket with, you know, the boys in, you know, Castle Hill B grade. And I'm throwing the ball and I opened the bowling there. So the ball went around to everyone and I had to call them and all my mates. We went out for dinner on Saturday night before with some boys and you know, I've definitely infected one. So it's that, yeah, guilt, I guess, more than shame. And it says, oh, wow, I hope I haven't done too much damage here. But I guess that's a natural thing. The good news is for me as a 50-year-old, it hit me a little bit hard in one day, a fair bit of body ache. And even still, as you can probably hear in the voice, still a little bit playing on the voice, but I'm, you know, pretty much symptom free now, no headaches or anything like that. It's one of those things that I think, you know, I like to look at it with a little bit of perspective and think, you know, in 20 years' time, I'll be telling the grandkids about this.
Did you get it too, Pop? Did you have it as well?
In the great COVID, you know, sort of thing. Yeah. But you know what? I think we really, obviously we need to look after each other. And obviously we need to slow how often we get it. You know, I hear about these COVID parties and all these crazy things that people are doing. But we've got to just protect. I mean, good news is this particular strain, thank goodness, if we all get this one, is not as, it's very contagious, but not as bad as the others. Mm. But we've still got to slow the intake into hospitals and all that sort of thing. And so we've got to look after each other and ourselves and isolate as much as possible. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And we protect the vulnerable in the community.
Yeah, and just remember, and I think it's important to keep the perspective that the media will beat up any story, any angle that they can. But at the end of the day, as you just mentioned, and I heard that our nation's chief health officer last week saying that it's no longer about containing the spread of the virus. It's now about ensuring that our health facilities and our ICU beds are kept free and available if needed. So that's the stage we're at as a nation. And I think that sense of shame is an interesting one. But I think also if you found out that somebody has infected you, I'm sure that nobody did it intentionally.
No, and that's the point. You know, and here I'm in the big smoke, obviously, in Sydney, where it's just every second person. It really does feel like that. And it's all about intention. So, yeah, we're doing the right things by staying at home. I've got my isolation period ends on Tuesday. And my wife's on Wednesday or Thursday. So, you know, we're looking to be doing the right thing. You've got it. I mean, it's not just for you. And this is the whole aspect of this whole crisis that we're seeing, which is it's not just about me. It's about everyone else too. So we're making sure that the vulnerable in the community, number one, we've got to be thinking about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com joining us from ISO this morning. My friend, take care, and we'll talk soon.
We certainly will, mate. Thank you very much.
All right, now the Orange Theatre Company have been trying for a couple of years now to get their production Mamma Mia up on the stage and in front of audiences. It is an all-star lineup and some of the finest musicians, singers, actors and dancers in our region will be taking stage as the show opens this week. And the director of the Orange Theatre Company and the president as well is Blake Thomas. He's online with me this morning. How are you, Blake?
Morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm going very well. As I say, a couple of years in the making to get this thing up and running.
It has been. So we first initially auditioned the show in November and December of 2019, and we're planning to hit the stage in May 2020. And then obviously due to the pandemic, we pushed that back to October 2020, and then we got hit again and pushed it back to October 2021. And now here we are in January 2022, hopefully.
Yes, well, fingers crossed. And pleased to say that the opening night is coming up on the 20th this week.
It is. So, yeah, Thursday night is our opening night, and we've got 10 performances over two weekends. So there's lots of opportunity for people to get to the show.
10 performances, did you say?
10 performances.
Wow.
Yep, so we have, so each week of the show, we have Thursday night, Friday night, two performances Saturday and a Sunday.
Fantastic. All right, now everyone knows Mamma Mia. Of course, if you don't know Mamma Mia, you obviously know the music of ABBA.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess most people out there have probably seen the movie. I think it's played on TV quite often. But if you haven't seen the movie, you're definitely going to know the songs in this show.
Yeah, absolutely right. And an all-star cast of locals that are extremely talented once again.
We do. So we have a cast of around 40 who are extremely talented, and this cast is so resilient and will throw handle anything that's thrown at them. Obviously, they've been thrown a lot of curveballs over the past 2 years, and we've lost cast members and gained cast members, but I think that camaraderie has been there all the way through. And I want to thank the cast and the production team, for that matter, for sticking around and pushing through this hard time.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the band as well that you've got, they sound absolutely amazing.
They do. So, yes, for this performance, we have a live band. I think it's an 8-piece band conducted by our musical director, Derek Johns. The band has been in rehearsals for a few weeks now, and they have their final band rehearsal with the cast. It was just this Saturday prior to. So,
yep,
and
okay.
Then we... yeah, we're in the theatre and almost ready to go.
Yeah, all right. So have you loaded into the theatre? Have you taken residence there at the moment?
We have. So we bumped into the theatre on Saturday, and then we've rehearsed with the cast on Sunday. And
fantastic.
Obviously we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night to get ready, and then we're ready for everyone on Thursday.
Wow, fantastic. Tickets are available, ladies and gentlemen, and it's great that the Orange Theatre Company have been able to stay resilient, stay strong, stay focused over the course of 2 and a bit years. And finally, Mamma Mia is coming this Thursday at the Orange Civic Theatre, and I'm with the director of the show and the president of the Orange Theatre Company, and a man that's been involved with it. How long have you been involved in the theatre company and the Orange Civic Theatre? You've been there for, what, a decade now?
Yeah, so my first show with Orange Theatre Company was, I did backstage in 2008, so I've been around for a while now.
certainly have.
But yeah, so it's good.
Yeah, fantastic. Blake Thomas is with me. Mate, thank you. Break a leg, and we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Neil.
And that concludes today's episode. Thank you very much for your company, and don't forget you can catch me weekday mornings live on 105.1 Triple M, or of course at your leisure at triplem.com.au. And I'll catch you soon right here on the Listener app. Listener.